The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Tami Beis. The Mishnah differentiates between Hoitzor Kedarkoi, carrying things the normal way into a Shetarabim, and Shalai Kedarkoi, not the normal way to transport items. For instance, the Mishnah says some examples, Kalachar Yad, backhanded, carrying things on the back of his hand, Viragli, on his foot, the piv in his mouth. Tosis points out about the carrying things in his mouth. Obviously, we're not talking about carrying food, transporting food, because it's kedarki, it's the normal way to carry food in his mouth. Another example is ba'ozne, in his ear, bepundasi, in his belt. Now, the Rambam brings down this Mishnah, but the Shulchan Aruch, however, omits it. Even though there's an apkamina, because if he carries it the normal way, the conventional way, he's chayiv chatos, as opposed to Shlei Kedarkoi, he carries it not the normal way, he's potter, he doesn't bring a chatos. But that is Hilchos El Mashicha. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, and the Mela did no carbon chatos to be brought. And either way, even though the Mishnah says potter, but we know that any time, most times, except for three, that it says in Masechet Shabbos potter, it's potter, but it's still osur. It's osur to do. So pashtus, there wouldn't be an afkamina lehalocha. There are those some circumstances that these forms of transport end up being used. Let's speak about a few. Someone is a diabetic, and he always must have food with him. Or someone who is extremely allergenic and needs his EpiPen with him to give himself a shot if he gets close to something that he's allergic to. Or someone that has heart trouble and always has to carry around his nitroglycerin pills. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chof Ches says, someone who is a choydi kol haguf, or a sakonis aver echod, a sakona to endanger one aver, he can be oiver a shvus, that's done aide shinui, a rabbinical prohibition that's done not the regular way, not the conventional way. So these people, the chayra, would fit into this category, and it would be mutter to do what the Mishnah says, potter. Because as we said, whenever it says potter, it's a drabonin, and you can't do it because the drabonin said made it the iser, but you would be potter from bringing a carbon. So let's try to determine how these people should carry what they need. The Mishnah mentions bipundosa in his belt. Would that be permissible nowadays, that people hang the cell phones, keys, and what have you on their belts? Does that make it orche? Does that make it that it's the conventional way to carry things on belts, thereby prohibiting the diabetic from keeping his food there, or the man with a heart problem to keep his pills? So, let's look again at the Gemara that we just stated, at the Mishnah. As we mentioned, when the Mishnah says, b'piv, in his mouth, Tosfos points out that obviously we're not talking about food. Because that is orche. When obviously other items will be permitted to be carried in his mouth, because the Mishnah says, mentions that carrying things in his mouth are lav orche, are not the conventional way of carrying. So clearly we see that in order to determine orche, we must examine each min by itself. Therefore, let's take each case by itself. The allergenic fellow, since it is normal to keep the EpiPen in a case fastened to his belt, perhaps that would be considered urche, and he would have to find another way to carry it. Maybe other things in the Mishnah, like sfas chalukai, the bottom of his jacket, or maybe he could put it attach it to the elastic of his undergarment, because that's not the normal way. But as far as the crackers for the diabetic or the pills for the person with a heart trouble, the chaya, he is safe fastening it to his belt. And on a different note, actually related to this, a friend related to me of a certain Rav who is a diabetic, and he always has food. On Shabbos, he carries it in his hat. That's another Eitzah. Obviously, that's not Orchi. It's not the regular way to go around carrying some crackers on your top of your head on your hat. The question arises, though. If we're going to tell all Chayim of these sorts to carry what they need in a certain way, would this then deem that method of carrying Orchi? Because now becomes the conventional way for these people to carry it. To answer this, let's take a look at the bottom of Omer Aleph. When the Gemara speaks about carrying on one's head, over there it says that even though in the city of Hutzel they carry that way on their heads, but the Gemara says, "Bot l'daitan eitzah kol odom," since they are not Rubid Olam. Explains the Chiddush Haran, since Hutzel is the Ir Katana v'Anoshim v'Ma'ad, it's a small city with only a few residents. Therefore, what they do does not make a orche, cannot determine the norm. L'chayra, the same can apply to us. The amount of people having these problems are few compared to the general population, and are not significant enough to deem it orche, to deem it the conventional way of carrying. Now, let's go on to the next example. A woman is ready to start shivin akim, and the way that the process of starting Shivin Akiyam, as we all know, is that the night before Shivin Akiyam, she does a Vedika. She takes the cloth and she wipes inside to make sure, to make certain that the bleeding stopped. And to make a thorough investigation, the anhoga is to keep a cloth there the entire Bein HaShemoshes, the entire period between Shkia Zechama and Tzeis HaKachovim. That cloth is called the Moich Dachuk in Halacha. Now, if it's Friday night when she's trying to do the Hefzik Tara, if she puts the Moich Dochuk into her, can she walk into the Meshus HaRabim while it's in her? Is that called carrying? Now, there's a Mishnah that we had on the Samach Dalad Amar Beis, that a woman may go out the Moich She'as Kina Limidosa with a cloth put there for the Dam Nida. Now, this is clearly speaking about while she is still seeing blood. The reasons why it's mutter is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if it's to protect her clothing, that it shouldn't get dirty her clothing, or if it's to protect herself and not to be uncomfortable with blood on her, either embarrassed or actually uncomfortable. Either way, this makes it into a malvish, into an article of clothing, and is therefore not called carrying. There's another Gemara, though, on Daf Yud Aleph, that lo yotzo hazov bekishaloi, that a zov, person that has fluid coming out of him, out of his aver, may not go out to the Meshus HaRabim with a sort of pouch put there on his aver. What is the difference between the two Gemaras? The Gemara explains at the end that it's during the Shivin Akiyim, so there's no blood. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Negus Moshe explains that since there is no blood, It's not considered an article of clothing because it's not there. Leyifui levisha is the lashon of Rav Moshe, which means to beautify the person or at least his clothing. So it's not a malvish, but since every zov needs this pouch there minatoyra in order to prove that he's clean, that he has 7 clean days, the shivin akiyam, that chashivas of the Torah making him do it, that makes it into Urchei. That's a chiddush of Moshe. And even, it could even go to a chiyuv chatas if he's even carrying the shirt around him. Rav Moshe goes on to say that it should follow suit to say the same by the moich dochg of the nida, by this cloth put in the nida, since it's also not there to catch blood. However, Rav Moshe says a svar to differentiate. Rav Moshe says that since the moich is really only a chumrah, and there are times that the lady doesn't even need to do it, which is not for our discussion, why and when. But Agoponim, since it's only a chumrah, it's not choshev enough to make it urche, like the kiss of the zav. So all we are left with is a hoitzah shaloi kedarkai, a not normal, not a conventional way of carrying things, which is a shvos. And, let's remember, this is Ben HaShemoshes, that's when she puts the Moich Dochuk in. And we know that a lot of times, in a lot of different cases, the Chachamim weren't Geizer Bein Hashmashes. In Cain, it could be that there were never Geizer on a lady not to go out with a Moich Tochuk, since it's always Bein Hashmashes. At the end of the tshuva, though, Reb Moshe says that simply we don't find anyone that says befeish that it's mutter min haroy lahachmer. It's better to be machmer not to go out. Perhaps I'm just adding myself because I didn't see it anywhere, but and not lemais, not halach lemais. It's just suggesting that if the place where she's walking is a Carmelist, which is only a v'shis rabim derabonon, maybe that would be a sniff to be matter to be mutter. One last thing. What about a person that has a bad earache, where cold air is irritating him, and he puts a cotton ball in to his ear? Can he walk into the Shas Rabin with a cotton in his ear? So the Mishnah that we mentioned earlier on Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis about the Nida also says that one may go out b'moich sheba ozna with a cloth in his ear, even though Rashi says to absorb the fluid. Tosis, who argues on Rashi, as we mentioned earlier, by the Nida, that it must be protecting her from falling on her skin, not on her clothing. And the Svara of Tosis is, because it's only a Maldish, it's only considered an article of clothing if it's going to save her tsar, not her clothing. So the same would apply to the ear. That there doesn't have to be fluid there, but the mere fact that it's saving him tsar, that would also deem the cotton a malvish, an article of clothing. Now let's take this a step further. As we mentioned earlier, for a choy the kol aguf, one can do a shvus. One can be either a rabbinical iser in order to help the choyla. And Cain, if a person is making him pain, until he is nafal mishkov, which means he's forced to lay down to ease the pain. Since our Mishnah says one way of shleika darka is v'ozno, carrying in one's ear, that's not a conventional way of carrying, that would be a shavus, and the chayy will be a mutter for someone to put a cotton ball in his ear to bring it across the Mishnah Rabban to help the chayla.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.